It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. I am in the Filmmakers Lounge in the Whiskey Jar. This is Sean McCord, and I'm sitting across from Andrea Schriemann, who is a director who has brought her what started out life as a feature film, but now short film, Sienna Burning, which is screening with The Sweet Life at 8:30 Saturday at the Newcomb Hall Theater. Andrea, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
You actually came by yesterday, but I kicked you out because...
So I can make my shuttle.
So you can make your shuttle because I didn't want you to miss your bus. So thank you so much for coming back. You live and work in L.A. as a actor, writer, director, producer
uh-huh.
everything. But you have Virginia roots, and you're bringing this film back to Virginia. So tell us about Sienna Burning, what it's about, and where it takes place.
Well, it was actually shot in Roanoke, mm-hmm. Virginia, where I grew up. And I was prepping a feature there, which the money fell out, so we're back on track for that now. But when the money fell out, we just felt like... We've amassed this amazing crew, and we have people who want to give us things,
yeah.
And how can we use that? And we went down to the rescue mission of Roanoke, which just fascinated me because it's this beacon of hope in Roanoke that mm-hmm. people, my understanding is that a lot of people gravitate toward it from other places when they need help, and they just come to Roanoke and hope that they can get their needs met. And we wanted to write something about recovery and about redemption. And we sat and just talked to them, and they were extremely generous and helpful. They even made some of our meals for us. They catered for us.
So the people who worked in the rescue mission
yeah.
became kind of your catering crew.
Well, that and, you know, they were just very supportive
yeah.
of the project. And they told us a story about twin sisters who mm. were in the area,
mm-hmm.
one of whom was addicted to drugs, heroin, and I believe, and her sister, who was straight and never did anything, and
yeah.
the struggles that they had, and we were so compelled by it. So that's what this story is about. It's about twin sisters who are torn apart by the ravages of addiction and are making an attempt to reconcile.
So the film again, Sienna Burning, just short, was screened before The Sweet Life tonight, Saturday night, 8:30 in Newcomb Hall. So you said this started out life as a feature film.
No, actually, this was not a feature.
Well,
I have another
film.
Feature
Excuse
called
me.
Currently called A Good Day to Die that we were prepping now.
Got it. So the funding for that one
disappeared. As it sometimes does.
but apparently reappeared later.
It's reappearing in a different form. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
But you were there. He said, we've got all these talented people here.
Yeah.
Let's make a
Well,
movie.
I had been going back and forth yeah. to Roanoke for several months. Good part of 2012 I was there.
Yeah.
Trying, you know, putting the feature together. And then I just said, you know what? Okay, this doesn't seem to be coming together. So my impulse was to just get to know all the people who were involved in making film in the area. So
mm-hmm.
I had this wonderful host who said, hey, I'll throw a party for you. Invite as many people as you want. And we ended up having about 40 craftspeople
wow.
who did everything from, you know, lights, sound, who were interested in writing, who eventually became my writing. You know, one guy became my writing partner on Sienna Burning, Tom Spitnell.
Mm-hmm.
He helped us pull some of the money together for the movie. There's a director of photography who I hope to work with again, Dave Perry, on this. And just the people in Roanoke, I was shocked at
yeah.
how a lot of them... We joked that if we ever formed a production company together, we should call it Moved Back Here Productions. Because many people had gone to, let's say, Austin or
mm-hmm.
Atlanta or New York
mm-hmm.
or L.A. for 10 years and then had come back to raise their families. And these people were just seasoned and talented, and I just was blessed to have this great crew on this little short.
So this is the Virginia Film Festival, and Virginia Film Festival is the official festival of the state of Virginia. We represent the whole state. We're here located in Charlottesville, Virginia. So I love Charlottesville. I lived here for 25 years, but I've been spending my summers in Roanoke.
Mm.
And it is an interesting, artistic, creative kind of town, and you're right. There are a lot of artists there
yeah.
and who have come from all over the place. And it has a thriving artistic community and film community, much like Charlottesville does.
Yeah. But I will say, I'm also very interested in the artistic community in Charlottesville.
Yes.
One of the features that I'm prepping right now, it actually takes place in Charlottesville. So I'm
oh,
hoping
good.
To meet some of the artisans this weekend. And
oh, good. And are you shooting in Toronto?
Right? Toronto for Charlottesville? Yeah, could exactly. be. Could be Michigan for Charlottesville. We'll see. Depends on the tax credits, of course.
So did I hear correctly that this is like the big screen debut of
your short?
It is.
It's our world premiere.
Yeah, world premiere of, once again,
Sienna Burning.
Sienna Burning, screening with Sweet Life tomorrow night, Saturday night, 8:30 at Newcomb Hall. So, and as we were discussing just prior to recording, you're actually in the middle of a play right now.
I am. My play is Teching Without Me.
and it opens next week.
This is one that I'm actually in as an actress.
As an actress.
My first time being on stage in 6 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was just feeling that pull to do some emotional gymnastics on the stage.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about it. I'm working with, it's called When Did You Last See My Mother?
Mm-hmm.
And I play the mother. And I'm the only person on the entire project who is over the age of 23.
Mm.
And I am in love with millennials. I just, these folks that I'm working with are super talented and level-headed and have a beautiful point of view on the world.
So nothing and like what we've heard.
No. I'm sure there are some of those millennials out there too, but I'm having a super experience.
So you are a producer, director, writer who is moonlighting as an actor at night.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
How do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, really so I'm a mother of a toddler as well.
Oh, okay.
And
so
the only way
so
I can do it.
Multitasking.
The only way I can do it actually is because my partner, my husband, mm-hmm. is gracious enough to allow me to do it. He's really doing some heavy lifting, particularly at night right now. And in terms of like how I do it for myself and, you know, as a person with a limited amount of time, it's the thing I love.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have it any other way. And it just feels so great to be in this space where I'm privileged enough to work on these things, you know?
So tell us a little bit more about you said you've got two other works in stages of development right now.
Oh, the things that I'm developing. Mm-hmm. So one of them is a sports drama. It's about a gymnastics coach who goes back to coaching way earlier than she wanted to because her husband loses his job. And she coaches a misfit gymnastics team to a winning season in the same year that she's dying of cancer.
Mm.
So that's that story. And then the other one is the one that I was working on before, which also has to do with death, strangely enough. That was not, I didn't mean that, even though it's a fascinating topic. The other one's an assisted suicide comedy. And
there's not too many of those out there.
There are not too many of those now. So it's exploring people kind of taking death by the balls and saying, you know, okay, I got it. You're knocking at my door, but I want to have a kind of a positive experience here. And I'm not going to let this, you know, I'm not going to go out weeping. I'm going to go out empowered.
Well, Andrea, thank you for coming back and talking to me. Andrea Schreeman, her film Sienna Burning is screening tomorrow, the short before The Sweet Life at 8:30 in Newcomb Hall, Saturday, 8:30. I should specify what day.
And in case anybody's on Twitter, I'm at Fearless Actress.
At Fearless Actress.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming by. And
thank you, Sean.
When you get these other two projects done, bring them back to the Virginia Film Festival.
I would love to.
We'd love to see you here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Okay.